All right. Welcome, 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 everyone, ladies and gentlemen, and everyone in between. This is Tony's Political Ramblings, episode 18. So today I wanted to go over another policy pitch from me. Just, more of a broad outline. I don't have the specifics yet. I don't work in the legislative branch at the moment, so, you know, I'm not going to be able to write you up a bill or anything, but I can pitch something over the internet here and, you know, just to get it off my chest. So this train of thought came out of a conversation I was having with a friend of mine the other day, and it's about healthcare in the United States and what my proposition would be. And my theory, my proposition, my plan would be to take a free market philosophy and apply it to the socialization and of healthcare in the United States. What do I mean by that? Well, that's what this episode is for. So I'm basically going to get into what my overarching plan is, how it would be paid for, and why I think it would work better than going straight in for a federal option, or just another option. Spoiler alert, I guess it doesn't involve a federal option. So basically, my proposition would be for, instead of a federal universal healthcare single payer option coming across at the federal level, my proposition would be for that to come across at the state level. It would start with a couple of states and it would spread across the country, and then eventually everyone would have it. And I see this following a similar trajectory that marijuana legalization has gone down since it was first legalized in Washington State and Colorado. So as I said, it was originally legalized in those first two states, and then a lot of other states saw all the money that they were raking in because of that that industry. And from there, more and more states picked it up, legalized it, and really, it's only a matter of time until it becomes legal at the federal level. So that's generally the trajectory that I see this going down. And let me explain how I think it will get there. So I think it's also worth mentioning that the state of Massachusetts already has basically a single-payer healthcare system. And that was one of the core pieces of actual of state legislation that was used to inspire the Affordable Care Act way back in 2009, 2008, under Barack Obama. And that is some very popular legislation out there in Massachusetts. So let's just say, for example, California, which, because it would likely be California, thought, hey, let's do the same thing. Let's make a public option, a single-payer system, where private insurance really wouldn't be would be an option. Basically I'd be advocating for a public option on the state level that would be adopted one state at a time until 50 states or enough came around for a federal system. And how this would work is it would create an it would widen out that net so that people would have the choice to buy into the public option instead of having to pick between different private insurance providers. And so basically how I feel like this would work is that these states could offer it at a lower rate, similar to the way things like Freddie and Fannie Mac worked on the federal level by providing lower interest rates on mortgages, loans, et cetera, et cetera. And how this would work in my eyes is that the states have to raise taxes, mostly on the wealthier individuals in the state, and request federal aid. That would be primarily the two main sources of funding this. Providing that public option would cost a lot of money, certainly, but it would be worth it over time. So, you know, once you've got that established, we'll just say in the state of California, it's cheaper, provides just as good enough care as any of the other private providers, or it would inspire the private providers to provide better care, as classic free market competition would lead us to believe. And it would, and one of two things would either happen. Either A, private, like I said, private healthcare would get better, and would get cheaper, or B, more and more people would switch to the public option over time. And if this wouldn't be something that happens overnight, this wouldn't be something that happens maybe over 5 years. This would take a while for people to slowly start switching over to the public option. But if you hit the point where enough people in the state are paying on that public option, now you've got everybody involved. And now you've got enough people paying for things on that, where you don't really have, I forget the technical term, but you don't really have more people paying for the people who do get really sick, even though they're relatively healthy. Obviously, you still have it. You still have the layovers from the Affordable Care Act, where everybody has to have health insurance. But now you're entering the public option into that mix, which would be a cheaper alternative for the state of California, for example. So, let's just say this goes off well. The state of California works. There are a lot of people switching over to the state option, and it's really doing well. It's even putting some of the larger firms out of, making them hurt a little bit financially in terms of the private healthcare space. And so let's say Colorado, for example, sees that, says, hey, maybe we could do the same thing. And then they would do it. And so on and so on and so forth, until you've got a situation where many states across the U.S. are picking it up. And so the problem at a certain point would come is like, well, what about the states who aren't really as down for that? States like Louisiana, states like Texas, Florida, the more Republican-leaning states who don't really want to invest in a single-payer healthcare option. Well, what would happen, in my eyes, is, again, you're going to look at that competition model. If you're a business, a company, a corporation, and you're deciding between opening up a branch, an office building, a headquarters in, we'll just say, in Georgia, where you would have to provide healthcare for your employees, or in New Hampshire, we'll say, where healthcare would already be taken care of, and you wouldn't have to pay that. I would pick New Hampshire for my office location, because that's a big expense that I don't have to cover anymore, because the state is covering that for me. So not only do you have the state providing universal protection for healthcare, but you relieve a lot of burden off of private companies, actually. And so how this would work is, if enough states were to adopt this this state single payer option that would turn into the primary means that people got their health care, it would basically strong arm other states, the holdouts, into setting up their own. And not only that, but you probably have public outcry saying, hey, we want this too. Why aren't you giving us a cheaper, more affordable public option that actually gives us decent health care? And so the idea is that using the free market system, eventually you would phase out some of the larger private healthcare firms. And obviously some people could still choose to have private healthcare, and that would be fine. But in my eyes, the vast majority of people would eventually switch over to the cheaper, just as good, just as quality service, public option. And there is kind of a precedent for this. If you go to the UK, actually, and you look at the National Health Service, there is not one unified National Health Service system. It's split by the different regions in the UK. England has their own, Scotland has their own, Wales has their own, Northern Ireland, I believe, has their own. This isn't something that is a unified system. You know, in a place like Germany, it works. But in the United States, as we see it right now, to try and get an entire country on board with a universal single-payer public option for healthcare today, to me, is a little impractical. But I feel if we use the free market forces to our advantage, you can establish a system where states across the nation are sort of pressured into creating their own single-payer public option that eventually would become the thing that most people are a part of in the United States. You might not get complete universal participation from this, but you might at the same time. So that's my pitch. I think instead of running with the current private system where people have to choose between one private company to cover them or the other, I think we can leave that behind. And I also think we can leave behind the idea of basically forcing everyone onto a single-payer public universal healthcare system within the next 10 years, within the next 5 years, however long the time frame may be. I feel like giving the more gradual free choice approach, or the freedom to choose what you want to do, sits more in line with people's values in the United States, and it would provide a more long-term option that works for more people. And it would keep that system competitive between the states as well. So that's my pitch.